Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit, as I said. The counseling is free and judgment free. Kids, being a parent is a really big trip. And as someone who focuses so much on personal finance, I think a lot about how I am impressing those lessons upon my child. We had a conversation with Paige Coronet about her book. I can't even remember, it was a while ago. The book is called My Dad's Class, An Intentional Structure for Teaching Your Kids About Money and Life. And we decided to have her back. So Paige has joined us again. We're going to talk about some of the lesson activities. And I love them because they are so, so clear. Paige, welcome back. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Bruce.
So I think we should start by having you kind of frame this in the context of your book, My Dad's Class. What's the essence of that book?
The essence of the book is an intentional structure how to teach your family and your kids about life and money, because they go hand in hand. It's not just about money.
And where did you get this wisdom yourself?
Well, I grew up with parents who were crystal clear of how they were going to raise us. And my dad did every Saturday a dad's class where we learned about the economy and business and all these different, lessons that he gave to us. And my mom's class was every day, but dad's class was intentionally Saturdays.
Now, surely you went through a gestation in your feelings about these classes. Like, you must have started with, I'm oblivious that every family doesn't do this, to no other family does this, and this is ridiculous and it must stop, to, oh my God, I'm so grateful. This was really helpful. Are those the three phases? Did I characterize them correctly?
Absolutely. I would say from 1 to 18, I was like oblivious, no one else did this. College, I was like, oh, nobody does this. Right. And now that I have my own family in my 30s, I'm like, okay, I'm really grateful for it.
Yeah, let's do this. Okay, so I have linked to one of the teaching guide things that I want to focus on. It's chapter 2, Lay Down the Law. It's about preparing for family laws. What is a family law?
So in my family, we had peace, asking, order, respect, and obedience. Those were our five family laws. And as a child, it was the consequences of if you did something. For example, peace, number one, if you disrupted the peace within yourself and within the family, you needed to go to the repenting bench and kind of have, thoughts about how I disrupted the peace. And it was kind of bigger than yourself. So there was the consequences behind the family laws.
Wow. I thought I grew up in a family with a strong culture. Yours is like 10x mind. It's amazing. So in this outline, you've got goals, you've got essential questions on the laws, you've got some videos, and then you've got, it's called Let's Talk. What's the conversation that you're trying to catalyze on that topic in particular?
Well, I think for the parents to come together first and the spouses to have those sort of conversations, and obviously age appropriate with the children. But really, I think the ultimate thing that my family did was having us sit down and have these conversations and explain to us, well, whether we were five, whether we were seven, whether we were 17, what that word meant and what these laws meant and how it could help us in our life and as kind of the ecostructure of the family.
And so you've got Let's Watch, Let's Talk, Let's Do. What's an example of the doing that kids would take on?
Yeah, so with peace, we'll go back to peace again, the repenting bench, something that you would do is you would sit on this hard spot and repent with the sibling that you hit or whatever happened. And then you would have to come together to talk to the parent and explain your side. So no matter what, even if you were the one hitting or being hit, you were still a part of the problem. And so realizing, you know, your actions have consequences within it. And so it's doing the consequences and understanding and the repetition behind it too.
The other lesson, this is chapter one, create out loud family sayings. So what was your, I've just got ready to roll my eyes. I'm going to love what you say. I'm going to roll my eyes. This is in the very same facial expression. What was an out loud family saying when you were growing up?
Number one was, I can do it.
Wow. Mine would have been, life's not fair. That would have been mine. That would have been mine, but different. Okay. All right. And so in this teaching guide, you've got, again, let's watch, let's talk. What's the conversation with kids about that?
Well, again, age appropriate, right? So if you're going through your family sayings like, I can do it, do what's right, do your best, we would pretend that we were superstars and put our hands in the air and jump up and down and say, I can do it, and scream it from the mountaintops to really help emphasize it within our body and within our mouths.
And the specific, the real actionable part of this chapter is around routines. And I want to draw a very emphatic link here between routines and personal finance, because so much of what we're trying to teach our kids is just habits. Having good habits like brushing your teeth, they will serve you for a lifetime. So what are some routines that you would recommend families take on that would make a difference when it comes to money?
I would say the number one thing that my family did was family bank. And that was every Saturday, our family bank opened and we earned money from however old we were. So if I was 7, I earned $7. And then you were able to put it in the family bank and ledger it and understand, okay, this is consistent weekly. We're doing a family bank and our bank opens and we can have conversations around it. And this was up until I left the house when I was 18. Wow.
What role did guilt or judgment play in this? You smiled immediately when I said that. I ask because it's families, but also religions and geographic cultures, like all different layers of culture, have different dynamics around these sorts of things. Were your parents able to keep it pure, or would they, you know, give you the stink eye if you withdrew money from the family bank and went and blew it at the casino?
I think it depended on which parent, honestly. Oh.
So, okay, I love to hear they're not perfect. So who was right? The higher guilt-oriented person? I have a hypothesis.
I would say, she's not going to like me saying this, but my mother was more of the guilt, like, are you sure you want to buy those $100 jeans?
They're jeans, but you know, there are children dying in Africa. So, right, you know, just as you buy those $100 jeans.
Exactly. So there was a lot of questions of like the underlying tone being like, are you sure? Think about it. But overall, my parents did a good job at letting us as kids handle the money and make those mistakes and have those conversations. And maybe they weren't even mistakes to us. So, you know, $100 jeans that maybe I still have, probably don't fit into them, but.
My kid is 13. And certainly if I reflect on the choices that I have made as a parent, there are some things I would 1000% do exactly the same. Some one or two things that I might do differently. Have you ever asked your parents, as it related to these classes and in particular around personal finance, what they might do differently if they had a do-over?
That's a great question. And I have never, and I'm going to call them after talking to you. What would you have done differently? Especially because I just became a parent. So I would love to hear, you know, how would you do it differently? Or if you would, what would you do differently?
Yeah. Cause I think part of the reason my family culture was so strong was because there were five kids. And if you didn't, you had two choices. You either chose a chaotic household or a household with laws and routines and structure, or the parents would lose their ever-loving minds.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is the one thing, now your kid is young, yes?
She is 5 months.
That is young. That is young. So are you already, like, when you, you know, cuckoo into her ear and sing her a little lullaby, does it have lyrics that relate to retirement savings? Are you starting that early?
No. How did you know? We say, money, save money, spend money, daily, weekly, monthly.
Is there anything that you think you will not reapply?
I would say there was a very, my dad was strict, and I would say that I won't be as strict as it. I will be firm, but kind. I think kindness is important with it, but I will not be as firm as he was.
Yes, said with love. Well, yes. Very helpful. I love that we had a chance to get into these lessons. Paige, thank you for joining us again today.
Thank Appreciate you it. So much, Bruce.
Paige Coronetit, and the book is My Dad's Class, An Intentional Structure for Teaching Your Kids About Money and Life. And these lessons that we've talked about are available online. Paige, where are they available online? Because I see I've got a link here. Where are they? Where can people find them?
SpendThen.com, THEN, SpendThen.com.
SpendThen.com. Okay, that's where you will find them. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, it's me. Your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.